Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. The iconic one-room schoolhouse conjures images of Western settlers struggling to create educational outposts on the frontier. But how did those one-room schoolhouses evolve into the publicly supported education system we have today? Education in the Utah Territory began with schools established by Mormon pioneers in the late 1840s. Schools were run by Mormon congregations or by individuals who opened classrooms in their homes. Each school accommodated only a few students, the curricula varied in quality, and attendance was not mandatory. Some parents encouraged their children to get as much education as possible, while others doubted the need for anything beyond the rudiments. Many also questioned the level of religion that should be taught and who should pay for schools. Newcomers to Utah thought the state of education was inadequate. Starting in the 1860s, Catholic and Protestant leaders established their own schools, both to improve education in the state and, in some cases, to Christianize the Mormon children. As more non-Mormons arrived, a movement grew to establish a system of free public education supported by taxes. Because of the Mormon Church's emphasis on self-sufficiency, its leadership rejected the idea of public schools. They believed families should pay to educate their own children, while charity should help those who could not afford schooling. Some communities attempted to create a tax-supported school system, but faltered when many people refused to pay the tax. Despite these difficulties, loud calls for free public education continued. Utah was the last territory in the nation to provide a free public school system. It wasn't until 1890 that the Utah Territorial Legislature passed the Free Public School Act, which resulted in the creation of compulsory secular schools and the construction of modern school buildings. Many of the schoolhouses built before the Free Public School Act, and as a result of it, still exist and stand as symbols of the early efforts to support education in Utah. Research and writing for this episode of the Beehive Archive were provided by Michelle Hill. Sources and past episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank. Visit us online at kcpw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.